A reading from the Gospel of Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. In her poem on the Annunciation, Denise Levertov dares to consider an alternative response to the angel Gabriel's announcement to Mary. She writes, "This was the minute no one speaks of, when she could still refuse. A breath unbreathed, spirit suspended, waiting." So Mary did have a choice. And in making it, she models for all of us some of the major elements of discernment in serious decision-making. Clearly, she already has an established relationship with God. She would seem to know God and herself. Only a reflective person with considerable self-awareness listens to such a startling greeting, experiences a normal human response — she was greatly troubled — yet remains silent as she ponders and questions it. Perhaps she had prayed more than once that familiar psalm verse, "Be still and know that I am God." How could she even take in all the astounding information from the angel and keep her equilibrium? "You will bear a son to be named Jesus. He will be called Son of the Most High. He will rule forever over the house of Israel." Her one question, a normal human realistic response: how? How can this be? Again, she listens to more startling information about the Holy Spirit and the power of God working in her, about this child to be the Son of God. How could anyone ever have derived from this scripture passage an image or a sense of female passivity? Active listening, deep attentiveness mark this moment in Mary's life. As Levertov further writes in her poem, "Bravest of all humans, consent illumined her. Consent, courage unparalleled, opened her utterly." What a model for us all of loving, discerned obedience that empowers. A model for proclaiming the greatness of God. A model for faith doing justice in our world. Our hearts opened utterly.